Thank you for holding. Is this Hunter?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy day. It's kind of just...
I hear that.
Yeah, but it's going by fast, so that's a good problem, you know?
That is a good problem to have.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you today?
Oh, yeah. She did a fantastic job.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions for me in regards to our services or how it works?
No, I think I got the gist of it. It's a pretty, pretty self-explanatory little gig. Just with the prices and situation that I'm in right now, I'm kind of got my hands tied, but I would love to hear the information that you have.
Okay. Well, I want to let you know the major benefit to you in this call today is that we even have a listing available for lawn care and landscaping in your area. You'll actually notice if you hop on Google, there's only 3 guys that show for about a 40-mile radius.
Right.
We only have one spot open today as a Google partner, but we're going down the list of qualified candidates right now. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the spot. Once we fill that position, we close it out, so we can't work with anybody else. I'm pretty sure we'll have our guy for the summer.
Oh, I'm sure.
And beyond it. Hopefully beyond it, too. You guys aren't really in an area where it dies down.
I completely understand that.
Okay. So as far as costs, everything we do here is month to month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. We also don't charge per lead or click or call. So it's just one flat monthly rate. You basically got to come back at your own will each month, which usually if you spend $1, you make $10 back. You don't have a problem doing that, right?
That's pretty self-explanatory. Yes, sir.
Right. So usually what we charge is $4.99 on a month-to-month basis with the website included. It's called a Platinum Package Bundle. What I could do for you, since your business is only 2 years in, Tara requested this new in business credit, I can actually reduce that price down to just $2.99 on a month-to-month basis, and then I could lock you in at that discounted rate. So you'd actually end up keeping that rate for as long as you're with us. That'll never go up or change.
Man, why couldn't you call a week or sooner?
I actually got that same sentiment like two calls ago, like one before the last one, and he was upset because he had just started using another lead generating service in the area, and then he his wife didn't give him the go ahead to go ahead and do this one with that one.
That's kind of the predicament I'm in. Unfortunate.
Yeah, timing's an X factor.
That is the biggest. Nobody has a little magic eight ball, and that is, dang it, that's unfortunate. I already got hooked in with them for a year plus.
Oh wow.
The leads themselves, so. So I don't.
What do you What do you mean? Who's them?
What's up?
Who's them? Like
it's called Angie's lead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know exactly who that is.
I guess they've been hammering the phones, too, trying to pick up and do whatever they can.
Well, I mean, they're a little bit different.
Right.
So, you know, just to be candid with you, they put themselves on Google, and then when they get a lead, like in your area, they'll sell that lead.
That's a third party type of deal.
Yeah, they'll sell the lead to like 3 or 4 people for a lead fee. I know they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job. We don't do any of that. We actually, we're partnered with Google, so we would list you independently on the first page for people to call you directly.
Gotcha.
So you don't have like lead fees or click fees or call fees like I was saying. They'd be able to just Google lawn care landscaping, and as long as they're within 40 miles of you, they'll be able to see you as a top option, and they could just call you directly from there.
Wow.
Let me ask you this.
I can get out again. What's that?
You said you signed up for a year, so that's kind of, that was
all right, that's where
my concern. But
Yeah, that's where they get you on that. They pay you for, you pay like, pretty much it was like $280 for the year, and then you pay per lead.
For every lead after?
So, correct.
Well, I could put, like, what else could I do? I mean, I can ask them to waive the fees affiliated with the website, because usually they want to charge, like, a hosting fee for the .com.
Okay.
I don't know how much that helps you, but without cutting any corners and making sure I'm giving you the full benefits, all the products and features, I could see if I could get it reduced to $249. I mean, that's 50%, you know, of what your closest competitor would be paying. But the reason I would also be willing to do that is because, like, if I could get your foot in the door, you know, you're going to have pretty definitive answers over the next month on what's your long-term solution. I know HomeAdvisor or Angie's is going to be your thing maybe right now at this moment in time because you've already spent money on it.
Right.
But you also want to think long-term. I mean, obviously, you don't want to pay per lead for every single lead, whether you get it or not, for the rest of the year. Yeah. And we haven't had a spot open in this area for 11 months before today.
Right.
So it's like, you know, if we miss this window, then you might be stuck paying per lead until the next one opens up for Google Places. I mean, if I could get approval on a package like that, is that something you'd consider, give it a shot? That way we could show you how well it works?
What do you... Run that by me one more time. Say that again.
If I could get the pricing.
Package.
Well, it's a package deal. Yeah, so I get the pricing down to $249, but it's going to have that same platinum package with the website, the first page placement on Google and Bing, the Facebook ads in there. I mean, it's a platinum bundle, so you still have all the bells and whistles. It should cover your bases online to where, you know, you won't need any other online advertising. This will consistently generate leads for you. But I'm just
did y'all build the website?
Yeah. We purchased the domain. We have graphic design in-house. We build it for you how you want it to look. And then we provide hosting. So if you want to make any changes while you're using our service, it's part of the service.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That should save you a lot, too.
If you get down to $249, I wish I could say I could call you back tomorrow, but I'm sure you, like you said, you'll fill the spot before the day's over with. I just don't know how to get out.
Tara's just really good at what she does. That's the problem. The girl you were talking to before. Yeah, she's a hustler. She works circles around some of us, you know? So,
I could imagine.
But, yeah, she's just different. What were you going to say? I'm sorry, I feel like I cut you off.
Oh, you're fine. I was just saying I don't know how to go about, like, because I wouldn't mind spending the $250 a month or $249 or whatever that is. I wouldn't mind spending that a month.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, just because of having to pay per lead, and they pretty much kind of quoted me kind of like $400 to $500 a month. So
yeah, Hunter.
Like I don't know.
You're not going to be doing that in a couple months. I'm telling you.
Right.
Like, it's a hindsight thing. I mean, I know you're saying, hey, it feels like maybe you're locked in or they told you signed up for the year. But once we get this going, you're turning those leads off. You'll never buy another one. And I just sent you this article from the FTC. You know, I don't think you want those leads anyway, to be honest, or anything to do with that company. Because those phone numbers, you know, if it's a dead line, they're just debiting your card. You know, and then they might try to send you, oh, your budget was $500, but, you know, that was the minimum.
Went
and then
over.
Now you're...
Yeah,
because you opened up the lead, and it's just, I've been through it. You know, I've been doing it for 12 years.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's pay per lead, so that not pay per job. I've run into these older guys too. I had to like convince this guy. He thought I was lying to him earlier. I was like, no, it's pay per lead. They're gonna charge you for every lead, whether you get the job or not. And he's like, no, they sold me on.
I just ran into that today. I got two leads, and I called them back, and they were like, oh, well, we're just price shopping. I'm like, so wait a second. Now I just paid for you to tell me you're price shopping?
Exactly. Yeah. And then he didn't believe me, though, so I had to, like, literally, I was like, look, check your account. do it, just do it. Well, I'll have you on the phone. And then he saw, like, he got charged for, like, four of them today, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean,
marijuana charged, like, $50 a pop.
Right. So, long-term, you don't want to deal with that because, I mean, if you think about it, $249, that'll go by in five leads on that platform, you know? We could have you on the first page of Google as a top recommended option, Google verified with your own website for a whole month. You'll get a lot more than five swings of the at-bat, and they're live calls. It's not like we're texting a lead to you like, hey, check this out. It's like people who are literally just pulling up their phone, Googling, seeing your reviews, and then they're they're calling you, you know, right there.
That
so
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's a completely
I like
different
this,
ballgame.
I like this option kind of better than the pay-per-lead part. That definitely sells it a lot.
Right, that's my angle to you, though. That's what I'm saying. It's like I can come down on the pricing. I could get your foot in the door at $249, and then I have no doubt if you compare the two side by side, Google advertising has been the most profitable way for all businesses to market for the last 15 years.
Right. And you said you can lock that in at $249?
Yes. Yeah, I can lock it in, and we send that to you in writing as part of your service agreement. You have to sign off on it, like right now, actually, if we set this up.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it. And I'll just call Angie's List tomorrow and tell them I'm canceling.
You can report them at the top of that link. I'm not supposed to really tell you that, but it's just a bad situation. So, I'm going to try to do it vague because all the calls are like recorded, you know, and I'm not just supposed
recorded,
to like.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right,
so
right.
You see that link I sent in your text messages?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if you click on it at the top, there's like a little blue tab, like something, something fraud. Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay.
I'm not seeing the fraud thing.
Mm-hmm. Or it should say report. It's a little blue link.
No, I'm not seeing that, boss man.
Okay, hold on, let me click on it.
I'm sorry.
You're good. Yeah, so it's at the very top. It'll say, like, enforcement, policy. Well, you're on the FTC, right? The Federal Trade Commission?
Okay, it's under the menu, yeah. It says report fraud.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'm not going to leave any more to that. And then you could just kind of tell them, hey, you know, this is how I feel about it, and... Usually that'll send them hightailing. They've got the FTC on their butt so bad. You know, it's been an ongoing thing. They got shut down once already where they were like out of non-op for, yeah. You actually read into it in that article too. There's new ones too. Like, it's been an ongoing thing. I just don't want to, Google doesn't want us to like bash another company in order to gain your business.
I completely understand that.
That's bad.
That's pretty good.
But hopefully that helps you though with that situation. You could always, you know, worst case scenario too, if you have to, you can go to your bank and then stop it through your bank, you know, directly too. Yeah. And usually they try to like threaten you like, oh, they're going to come after you. You owe us this and lead fees, but they never do it. It's just empty threat.
Gotcha.
All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for 10 Point Lawn Service LLC. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's your last name, Hunter?
McClung, McClung.
Okay, it's a real popular name from the basketball world.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard of that kid.
I've definitely heard a few of them.
Mac McClung. Guy's a legend.
Yes, sir.
He jumped through the building. All right. And then what's your business email address? I have to send everything to you in writing.
10pointlawn.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
10pointlawn@gmail.com.
And I'm not at the office right this minute, so I don't really have good internet connection of where I'm at. Do I have to sign it right this particular moment, or can I?
No.
I've got one more job to do, and then I'll be off for the day, and then I'm going home.
No, you're good. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to create the Google business profile, secure the position, so basically the first month's payment with you, and then I'm going to submit your profile to Google, and then we're going to schedule a client interview for a set time tomorrow, and then, you know, overnight if you want to sign off on that around your bedtime or whatever and send in, like, the Google verification stuff that's needed, that's fine. And then we'll do the client interview tomorrow. The client interview, they'll go over, like, all the services you provide, the service area you cover. We'll get the domain name purchased, right. And then we'll start working on your website.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure
I bought a domain name. I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure I bought a domain name.
That would be useful. If you do locate one this evening, they're not actually going to purchase the domain name until we get confirmation from you during the client interview on which one you want to roll with. So if you find that, I'd rather use the one that you already have and make some money with it. And then, you know, that way you already have all the login and access to it and everything. We don't got to jump through those loops. Yep.
Okay.
What's your business street address where we could send you the Google PIN verification letter?
602 Burgundy Lane, Fulton Beach, 32547.
Burgundy Lane. Got it. 32547. You said this is a residence, right? It looks
correct,
like. Okay. Do you want me to hide this?
Please.
Okay. It'll still have city, state, and zip on your Google business profile.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't want people coming to my house for no reason.
Yeah, that'd be awkward. I want to talk to you about doing my lawn. Yeah, get off my door.
That'd
be weird. Oh, man. Okay. So I got the business profile completed. It's asking me, what are your hours of operation?
Usually about 7:30 in the morning to about 5 in the afternoon.
7:30 to 5 p.m.
And I try to only work Monday through Friday.
Okay. That was my question.
Unless weather prevails, then I've got to take a day and swap it to, like, Saturday or something like that.
I'll put Saturday and Sunday by appointment only, so that way the call icon is still open, but you're not actually expected to work. You know, it'll tell them your regular work hours. Okay.
Beautiful. That'll work.
Okay, and then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Preferably, the way I do it is I set everybody up on a monthly system. And then I take credit cards over, like, I go through a website called Yardbooks.
Okay.
And, most of the time all my clients go through Yardbook. A few of my clients I accept checks from. Most of, like, my elderly clients that don't really use computers
right.
a lot. That's where I just kind of, like, draw the line. I got to feel that out at the particular moment. If they can work the computer, I try to push everything to go through Yardbook. That way I'm not chasing checks and cash and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
It's all
yeah. It's awkward.
If I can just run down the list and hit a card on file. I usually try to, through Yardbook, you can set up a card on file type of deal. And
right.
It's a secured, pretty secure little thing. So,
nice.
Hit everybody for usually at the end of the month is usually when I try to do.
Yeah, I love those merchant process things like that, as long as they don't kill you with the fees. You know, sometimes they're like 2 to 6%.
Awesome.
Okay, good.
Correct.
Right, so.
Yeah.
I'll just put so cards obviously are an option, but they're going to have to set it up automatically through that. So I'll just put
Correct.
Cash, check, and card all accepted, but you can kind of hash it out with them when you get there. I did put in the card section, like, additional fees may apply, so that way if you do get charged extra for using the card, it's on them instead of them taking it from you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. So let me go and submit. All right, so I have the business profile set up. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. There's going to be an account management team that will help me with the fulfillment of everything, but if you want something done quickly, you know, you can always call into me directly. We also offer 24/7 customer service to you. And then do you have a logo for your company yet that you could send in for,
yes,
like,
sir,
your
I
Google?
Do.
Okay, perfect. So this will help us with your site. No, I'm going to send you this email address. All pictures, logo, send them to the email so that way it doesn't come in like pixelated or anything. It'll come in the same quality that you send it.
Wonderful.
And then we'll use that for, you know, all the online listings, the Google business profile, Facebook business page, the website. We'll make sure we brand you.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
All right. So we're looking good. I just got to schedule a client interview and secure that first month's payment. What would be the best time for the client interview tomorrow?
What are y'all's typical hours?
Well, we have 10 a.m. would be the earliest I see available, like 10 to 11, and then the latest is like this time tomorrow, like 6 to 7.
Let's do that.
You want to go 6 to 7 tomorrow?
Yes, sir, please.
All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and I'll actually text you 1 hour before. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it for you, but I just want to make sure we're not missing it. I'll blow you up if I have to, if you all of a sudden aren't answering tomorrow. Okay. Just for the setup process. Once I see you got the hang of it and everything's up and running, I'll understand. Like, it's summertime, he's probably busy, but just getting it all up and running, I'll pester you to make sure we're getting it done.
That makes sense. Perfect.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
I can send it out our card. That's fine.
Okay. I'll send you the invoice receipt, too, while I have you on the line, so that way you could add it to your business expenses as a write-off.
Okay.
Is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. So just Hunter McClung.
Hold on. Say that again. I'm sorry. Say that again.
Does the card have your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Let me make sure I add the business name to it, too. The business expense. I'll say that on the invoice. All right. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Correct.
Okay. When you get that letter in the mail, you can't miss it. It says Google right on it. There's a little 5-digit number on the back. It's really important.
Okay.
Once you're Google verified, you'll never have to do that again. There's actually like...
Okay.
Some crazy YouTube videos you can watch, all these business owners like celebrating when they're finally Google verified.
That's pretty sweet.
All right. And then is this a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
A Visa.
Okay. All right. So there should be 16 digits on the front. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4289.
8795. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0225.
And 3-digit code on the back?
539.
539. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. These calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
10 Point Lawn Service.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Hunter McClung, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Hunter, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's 24 to 48 hours. We won't ride you too hard if you're missing some calls here and there from the customers. It's more so if it's coming from us, it's probably an emergency. So try to be mindful of that.
That's fine. I usually try to get my phone calls back within 24 hours.
Yeah, so there's actually an app that you'll be able to download. I'm going to send you everything right now, like the username, password, and there's also a YouTube video that shows you how to use it. But it'll save your client's information if you're actually, like, missing the calls because you're out in the field. And so you could always go back into there. Yeah, you have a pipeline, and you could recover and call them back. So that way you're not missing out completely. Obviously, there's a good chance that they might have called somebody else, though, if it takes a while to get back to them. So, you know.
I'm sure.
But, yeah, but it's worth turning over. Yeah, it's turn over every stone, you know. Okay, where was I? All right, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month, so you're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's May 6th of 2024, and the discounted amount of $249. However, this is going to be for a Platinum Package Bundle, so I've included the website for you at no additional cost. You also have the Facebook advertising, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the sixth day, but you'll keep that pricing structure, okay? So it's going to stay $249 indefinite. It won't ever go back up, okay? So that's half price if you look on our website. So you're locked in.
That's awesome. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, hopefully that'll jumpstart us and get us working together long term, and maybe, you know, we can hire some people and turn this into, you know, a bigger situation later on.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, that's always a good way to go. All right, let me hold on here. Let me make sure I waive these fees with your site. Okay, and then it says here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment now. When this payment clears, you're going to receive a confirmation text message and a confirmation email with a full outline of the agreement in writing. Okay?
Cool.
All right, hang on the line.
Sending that to 10-point lawn?
Yeah, it's going to go to your email and your text messages.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, it's going to go to both. You're good. Unless you opt out of them. So if you're like one of those guys who's like, hey, I just don't want the text messaging, you can actually opt out of it, and we won't text you anymore. We'll just do it as. But in the beginning, everything's texted and emailed.
Sounds good.
All right, let me go ahead and process. All right, looks like it's clearing on our end. There's going to be three texts that'll come through. One of them's a form for Google verification. I know Florida's pretty lenient with a lot of the requirements for lawn care and landscaping, but fill that out as best as you can. It'll ask you for, like, license, insurance if you have it, things like that. It's a series of like photos and just basic stuff. Verify your email. So you send that in, and then you'll get Google verified. And like I said earlier, you know, once you're Google verified, you never got to do that again. So it's like, even if you leave our services, they're still able to find that business profile, and they'll still tell them that you're a Google verified contractor, that you're safe to deal with.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a huge credibility factor.
Very much so.
Yeah. People tend to, well, I don't think it's as bad for lawn care and landscaping, but I know the HVAC guys get a really bad rap. They make us really vet these guys. Same thing with like the locks. Yeah, like the locksmiths, we gotta get their social, mm-hmm. everything. Like it's deep. Right. They can only do Google guarantee actually. Because
that makes sense. Just because they gotta go inside the house type of deal.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they know how to get into your home. They know what the inside of your home looks like. So we super vet them.
Yeah,
like,
you've done the whole background check on them.
Yeah, like, if they're on the first page of Google and they're a locksmith, like, we know how to get to their grandma's house. Like, yeah, we could turn them over to the PD in a little bit of time, just have them deal with it, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good deal.
So we could grow you to that point if you want to do Google Guarantee later. It is a pay-per-lead service. It's a lot different than Home Advisor by Angie's in the sense that they'll actually vet the client and hand you the client with them on the line. It's not like a text. And then you have to set an appointment while you're on that call, or you don't get charged a lead fee. So you have to, like, agree to go out and meet with the homeowner, set a date and time.
Wow.
And schedule that. Yeah, and then they charge you.
That's rough. That's rough.
Yeah. Well, no, it's good because they don't want to, you know, have you getting charged for things that aren't turning into business, you know, or being in that situation.
Yes, sir. I can see both sides of that story for sure.
Yeah. So we super vet you though, and that's what gets the customer to want to go through that is they know, hey, we've background checked them, and we also provide them with their own insurance for the lifetime of your work. It's up to $2,000. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it could be a large project or it could be a part of a contract and there was a fallout and Google's telling them, hey, we'll make sure that everything goes peachy keen or else we'll back it with this $2,000 insurance. And that tends to make the bigger projects kind of lean towards hiring the guys in that Google Guarantee program. That and they're already deeply vetted.
Yeah, they're pretty much covered. That makes sense.
Yeah, they're covered not just from Google because Google's recommending them, you know. It's like your friend referring them and saying, hey, if something goes wrong, I'll even pay for it, you know.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, that's definitely a great program. They want you to be Google verified already and have at least 5 reviews driven on your Google business profile. So I'm pretty sure by the end of the first month, you'll already be eligible to enroll in that if you want, but you don't have to. You could just leave it like this for a while if you'd like to, or forever if you like, but that's always an option if you are looking to expand. We can put those Google Guarantee campaigns anywhere too. You're not just limited to this 40-mile radius. So.
Gotcha.
Some food for thought. That's why I was like, okay, let's start small, and then, you know, if I grow you and you're making money from it, then, you know, we could grow you later. Maybe it'll turn into something bigger.
Yep.
Yeah.
Possibly getting to the bigger boat. I completely understand that.
Yeah, that's usually my approach. I've had a lot of success with that. I've been doing this for 12 years. I'm like, okay, let me just do them as many solids as I can, show them that we mean well, and then we could hit them with the big bucks later. Yeah, I had a client recently where he had signed up about, I think it was like 12 weeks ago, and I heard through his tracking system, he had nailed down these large contracts, like $60,000 worth of decks with a metal roof on them. He builds these really nice decks, almost like gazebos. They're like $20,000 a pop, you know? And I was like, you forgot I had the tracking system. I heard you nailed down like $60,000 in contracts for the last couple of months. He's like, oh, you heard that?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I'll pay for the whole year. And he just prepaid the whole thing.
Nice.
Yeah, that was
that's
cool.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, and I'm like, there you go. It's all set up now. You just let it run, and you know how it works. So that's my approach. Start small and get to know you, and then once I see you're making a bunch of money, say, let's grow you. You know, let's turn into a big thing. Let's hire some guys.
Heck yeah.
All right, so you should have everything there in writing. You'll have your subscription terms, your Google verification form, and access to your tracking system. Your tracking system's not going to show much in it until we got the website and everything up and running. So this evening, though, I just want you to focus on filling out your verification form, signing your subscription terms, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. for that client interview.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Hunter. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll talk to you then.
You do the same, boss, man. Appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome. You have a great day.
All right. You too.